Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're bracing for heat waves. That's kind of what happens. Midsummer, it gets hot. It appears to be getting hotter. I think the summers are getting warmer. I live near the Grand Canyon. I live in the desert. Every time I fly over to Las Vegas, it just seems to be getting drier and drier. Now, it's been like that for the decades I've been alive, and I'm sure it was like that, you know, for decades even prior to my coming on this earth. But there is a big, big push to stop humans from doing what they do to cause the temperature to get hotter. Now, I believe there is climate change because the climate always changes. I do believe that the West is going to get drier, and the East is going to get wetter. I believe there are going to be shifts. I believe the sun is going to flare more. Does it mean we have to stop eating hamburgers? I don't think that's going to do much. Now, I love the environment. I work for the EPA. I think protecting our environment and not littering and protecting our ecosystems and, you know, honoring the lives of our fellow animals and all that, I think it's a nice thing to do. I don't think we should be cutting down trees. We need trees. And the oxygen they support. You know, I love our environment. But I see headlines like this from the Rolling Stone. London is burning. Are we ready to listen to climate scientists yet? Well, London is not burning. They do have a, you know, they have a 104 degree Fahrenheit temperature, which is not normal for them, and it is high, but it's not on fire. Now, Spain has some of their forests on fire. I think there's fires in Portugal and some areas, so there are wildfires going on. Then I would say that's burning. But in terms of what you and I are doing, you know, is the way I, you know, eat a burger or, you know, what I do in my car, you know, especially since, you know, I've lowered my commute, I work from home. You know, if that's not enough, I mean, COVID put a lot of us at home. We didn't run our fossil fuels. We made a lot of changes. Temperature still went up. And I know it takes years and it takes changes, but politically, people are expecting, you see what we did? We lowered the temperature. Okay? The earth has there's a way, you can micromanage only so much, but this is a macro issue. And Rolling Stone talks about how there's fewer cars on the road. Fewer people out on the street. So it sounds like just because it's getting hot, less people are outside. Still, I don't think we're going to see any, you know, immediate effects. I can't explain why we're having these horrible, horrible heat waves and how much of it is from our cars. I mean, we've never had more electronic or electric cars, vehicles on the roads as we have now. We have been making huge measures, huge waves, steps. I just don't think it is going to control it like it has to control it. And so a lot of leaders are kind of split on how to approach climate change. Our climate is changing. I think there's going to be a lot of money and going into the politics of it. There's going to be a lot of money going into the, you see what our scientists are saying. I would rather see that money go to improve the power grid. I'd rather see that money go into shelters that will protect the homeless who are really, you know, dying out there of heat. We have, what, 5,000 homeless people in Sacramento? 4,500 in San Francisco, and those are just the ones that are being counted. I would like to see what we're going to do in terms of increasing hospital capacity for heat illness, our water production. I'd like to see more of what we're going to do with water and hydrating people, clean water. We have water shortages. What are we going to do about that? So I know that President Biden is struggling to advance his, you know, environmental agenda. And I like the environment. It's just, you know, with the amount of money he wants to put into it, I just don't think that is where the money needs to go right now. And we're like, for example, I mean, you know, right now with gas prices and with inflation and all that, you know, I went to look for an electric car. I can't afford it. And I'm a physician. I can't afford it. Well, doctors are making a lot less now, too. But, you want people to go to electric. You want, you know, people to go use more electricity than you know, fossil fuels, but it's just too expensive. I mean, you know, maybe quit spending. If you quit spending, you wouldn't be printing money, and we wouldn't have the inflation that we have. Now, I love the idea of using solar. I live in Las Vegas. All we have is sun. We could really, you know, convert that and use that for energy. But our power grids are in trouble. As we have more people relying on them and more people plugging in for their cars, I think a kindergartner could predict we're going to have some huge problems. Already, Texas is bracing for power outages. In fact, they're trying to already educate people to how to know the difference between local power outage and rolling blackouts. They say when ERCOT calls for a rotating outage, the information is going to be available through several sources. Local media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Rotating outages will affect the entire region, which covers most of Texas. Yet, when there's not enough power supply to meet the demand, there's going to be a power outage. And so they say Texans are experiencing an outage, but don't see announcements, should check with their local utility company. And local outages could happen with lightning strike, you know, an event knocking out power, a car hitting an electric pole. But it could also be a taxing of the system. So we're coming into some really, really bad weather. Now, it's if I were you, I'd get a generator if I can, get some fans. You know, make sure you can keep your refrigerator going, especially if you have medicine and food in it. So you can maybe use some kind of cool packs to keep yourself cool. But it's going to be a rough summer. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit COVIDMoveAhead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck, Sharp, and Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So school is going to be starting soon. For some people, school starts in a few weeks. 3 weeks. In some school districts, 3 weeks, we're already back to school. Summer always goes by just too quickly. I remember when I was growing up, school would start the day after Labor Day weekend. So I went to Maricopa County School, so you would have summer all the way through. I thought it was too long because I hated summers. I was in Phoenix. It was hot. And I didn't really want to be home with my mom. I wanted to be out there doing something. I wanted to learn. I wanted to build. It was boring. You know, it was because it was so hot that you couldn't be out from 10 to 4. We tried to do 10 to 2, but it was still hot. You know, and you'd swim and all that, but it was just so hot. I would watch TV, and I didn't want to watch TV. I just wanted to do. So school is starting sooner, and I agree with that. In fact, I don't think summer vacation should be so long. I think summer vacation should be shorter, and I think winter break should be a little longer because a lot of people are sick during winter break. A lot of people have to travel to see family. I think it's ridiculous that there's only 2 weeks off for Christmas break. I think winter break should be longer, about a month. Take it out of the summer break. Yeah, and I really like school year-round, but I get it. Teachers don't like that, and I get that. Well, as we're preparing for school to come back, mask mandates seem to be reappearing. San Diego Unified School District Board President Sharon Whitehurst Payne has defended the district's decision, according to Fox News, to return to indoor mask mandates. This mandate now suggests that students uncomfortable with wearing a mask don't come to class. We don't want you. Whitehurst Payne said they really should wear the mask. This was on Good Morning San Diego. She said students who feel uncomfortable with the mask, at that point, just not return. They don't want you. The comments came after the district announced that students enrolled in summer school are going to have to wear masks indoors. And then obviously if COVID persists, that's going to proceed to those schools that are starting their school year second week of August. She says if your student is participating in summer school or other summer enrichment program, please send them to school or their program with a mask. If they do not have one, masks will be provided. Students and staff will be required to wear their masks while indoors only. The district has yet to say whether there will be a mask mandate for the fall semester, only saying that they will, quote, continue to monitor the COVID-19 community level according to the CDC and county data, and we will communicate if there are any changes in 2 weeks. Whitehurst Payne said that for parents concerned about the possibility of a mask mandate in the fall, there are some options, such as school that's online. They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all, other than via Zoom. Now, you know, in-person instruction is important for kids. Also, kids' abilities to breathe, see each other's faces. I get nobody wants COVID, but by the time this comes, I mean, already now everybody and their mother has had it. You know, I can understand when COVID first started, and I even said so. I like, look, I don't want anybody getting this if they don't have to, because we don't know if it affects the brain. We don't know what it causes long term. Well, it seems like everybody and their mother got it anyway. So now we have to look to the silver lining for, you know, maybe they're going to get some form of natural immunity. It's not long lasting, just like the vaccines aren't long lasting. But, you know, maybe our body's immune systems will try and, you know, gain some strength. And it's sad. I mean, I think COVID stinks. I don't want our kids exposed to it, but the masks just don't seem to work like they need to. And they're not clean, fresh masks. People are taking them off. They're trying to eat. They're having trouble breathing. Asthmatic children do not like masks. Autistic children do not like masks. Kids wearing glasses do not like masks. It's not comfortable. For 8 hours. One Harvard study showed that the shift away that showed the damage of how the pandemic shifted away from in-person instruction. Large gaps in outcomes between schools that spent less than 3 weeks in remote learning and those that relied on online schooling for much of the pandemic. Those gaps were especially pronounced in districts with low income and minority families. Now, I told you when I taught medical students, my classes were mandatory because of what I was teaching, that they all had to, you know, do practicals and things like that. And it was fantastic. I loved that. I got to see the students and they learned a lot. But when I had to talk to students who were struggling in other classes, I would make the suggestion, you know, do you want to come to class? That might help. No, 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 it doesn't make sense. Teacher's just not teaching, and I get it. Some teachers don't teach very well. But when you're trying to watch it online or do a YouTube video, you could self-teach, but it's very different from being there with a very interactive and good teacher. Now, some people, they just don't have those types of teachers. My son noticed right away that he missed some of the teachers. He was like, you know what? There is a difference, Mom. I don't want to say it, but I notice a big difference. Some of the ones that just talk and their back is to you while they're looking at the board or whatever, they're looking at their laptop, that doesn't help. But you know, the ones that call on you, and I mean, I would learn every one of my students' names. We had hundreds. But I wanted to know that they knew that I knew who they were, that I cared about them, that I knew their scholastic achievement, and that I was going to make them as good a doctor as I could. Well, that changes the whole dynamic of teaching. Now, some of them did not want to be called on, especially if some fell asleep. And I called on them to wake them up. I don't care. Oh, you embarrassing the students. They shouldn't be falling asleep in my class. I'm loud. There's no reason to be falling asleep in my class. And I wanted them to learn. My job is to make everybody a good doctor. There's no way I'm going to let somebody sleep on the job. So, you know, your interaction, your interpersonal, you know, interaction, your nurturing them is huge. And if these kids don't get that, that's a problem. Masks do alter a lot of facial expressions, grimaces, things like that. Yeah, kids might, you know, learn how to read the eyes, but it's still, you know, I mean, you know, kids are humans. They need the visual clues. They need to see the face. So this COVID wave stinks. It's hitting a lot of us. We have people in the hospital. We have people dying. It's not like what happened a couple years ago, but it is a huge, huge pathogen nuisance. Do we have to go back to mandates? Well, you know, I'm mixed. Well, first of all, no, mandates, no. But should we go back to masks? If somebody wants to wear a mask, absolutely. Where the topic keeps coming up, and I see both sides, is you have individuals who are sick that will go to work anyway. I had a mom that was arguing, oh, my kid just had a summer cold, had exact symptoms of COVID, just like, you know, COVID does look like a summer cold, and said, nope, I tested him at home, and he's COVID negative. Well, these at-home tests don't always pick it up. So what's nice about the masks is if the parents don't have the common sense to keep a child who's sick out of school, whether it's COVID or not, and they're sending that kid who's sick to school, that kid might not be spreading as much if they're wearing the mask. The problem is again, kids are always coughing and sneezing and getting exposed. So we'd be looking at masks then year-round, which we don't want. But that is a problem. I can't say how many people have gone to work because they were COVID negative at the house, and then they find out 4 or 5 days later, oh, looks like it was COVID. Did you wear a mask? No, because it wasn't COVID. I go, but you were sick. You had a fever. You were coughing. You were sneezing. I don't give a damn if it's COVID, flu, pneumonia. Don't go to work or school and spread that. But that's what people do. They start to take things so literally. They're like, well, as long as it's not COVID, I could go to work. And I'm like, but you had a fever the whole week. What the hell were you thinking? So, you know, I get that some, you know, public officials think the public could be stupid. And I have seen some stupidity. But for the most part, Americans are smart. And so, I would rather see kids be able to breathe. I would rather have a more robust... See, I would rather, you know, test kids. If they have a fever, if they're coughing, send them home. You could keep them apart somehow. You could do some lessons outside. I was just in San Diego. The weather's beautiful. You could do lessons outside on the grass. There's a lot of ways to do things to minimize, you know, and let kids still breathe. But, you know, if you're sick, you know, a mask isn't going to necessarily stop the spread all over the room. You know, the expiration or the expired air is going to still get out of that mask. So if you have a sick child, just keep them home. But I do foresee a lot of parents, especially for the 2023 school year, they decide to, if the schools in California decide to mandate vaccines, I see a lot more parents homeschooling, sadly. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from MyPatriotSupply.com. My Patriot. Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The country of Britain broke its record for the highest temperature ever registered Tuesday with a 102.4 degrees Fahrenheit reading. Death Valley in the United States, California, has the record at 132 degrees Fahrenheit, set back in 1913. Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to Iran starting Tuesday is intended to increase allies among its grinding invasion of Ukraine. In only his second trip abroad since the invasion in February, Putin is scheduled to hold talks with the presidents of Iran and NATO ally Turkey. The Russian hackers Cozy Bear, who breached dozens of U.S. government agencies in 2020, are using high-tech techniques involving Google Drive and Dropbox to break into diplomatic offices in other countries. The Russian state-sponsored hacking group attacked Brazil and Portugal in May using Dropbox or Google Drive storage. USA Radio News. After making a big-time error with last year's All-Star Game, Major League Baseball is hoping you'll watch tonight's game from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. The suspected Buffalo, New York grocery store shooter that prosecutors say was racially motivated has pled not guilty.
The suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, New York is pleading not guilty. Zanita Everhart, whose son was among the injured, spoke out following Monday's court hearing.
I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm heartbroken. He came in and tried to destroy my community. So my feelings about him have not changed at all. I'm still disgusted by his presence.
An attorney for Peyton Gendron noted a plea deal could come before the case heads to trial. The 19-year-old allegedly opened fire with a rifle inside a Topps grocery store back in May, killing 10 people. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when inflation started, and things started to get bad about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, and one of my listeners had asked, and I didn't talk about this on the show because I didn't think it was going to be very relevant at the point, but it might be relevant now. Was, would Congress be considering wiping off credit card debt? It was a fantastic question. I just didn't mix it into any of my other talks to you guys or segments. Would Congress write off credit card debt? Now, the answer today is the answer that it would have been a year and a half ago. No, I don't see Congress doing that anytime soon. But things are a little different right now. People are spending more on their credit card. Interest rates are going up. The credit card companies are going to be hiking up their interest rates from what I'm hearing. They might be hiking up their fees. And as people are struggling, to spend more. If they don't have the cash, they're going to put on their credit card. And so when politicians want to get voters, if they are looking at the college debt issue as, well, if we write off college debt, we're going to get, what, maybe 50 million people happy, 20 to 50 million people happy. But if we write off certain credit card debt, we could even make hundreds of millions happy. Now, nobody has the money for that, but we don't have the money for a lot of the stuff we've already spent. So credit card debt could be the next thing addressed and the next thing focused on if a political party's in a lot of trouble and if the narrative changes to people being victims of credit card fraud or victims of high credit card fees. You have ATM fees. You have, you know, late fees. You have high interest. There's so many little things that are mixed into your bill that somebody might speak up going, we need to stop this. These credit card companies are mean. Now, I personally grew up where my father said, look, why are you using a credit card? If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. It makes no sense to put something on a credit card. If you don't have the cash now, if you don't have the money now, why are you putting it on a credit card? That means you can't afford it. If you can't afford it, you shouldn't be buying it. Now, I use a credit card. But I use the credit card differently now. I pay off my credit card each month, and I hardly charge it. But I do it so I could rack up the points, or I could get the extra dollars or whatever. So I do it for the gimmicks that they offer, but I don't pay late fees. I think it's a waste, and I agree. That's what I told my kids. I go, if you can't afford something, there should be no reason why it's on your credit card. Because that means you can't afford that laptop or you can't afford that. I get that there's layaway and you can make payments and things like that, but, you know, credit card interest is huge. So I don't see how Congress could even realistically think about that, but we are going into another recession. And what I told you guys 10 years ago is the only reason why the Great Recession didn't turn into a depression was at the time, and this was about 2012, people were maxing out their credit cards. And they had credit cards they could use. So back in the 1920s and 30s, you didn't, you know, if you didn't have the money, you couldn't get the food. There were bread lines and things like that, but if you didn't have, you know, brother, can you spare a dime? If you didn't have the money, you couldn't get anything. So it was sad. The horrible. Now, there's government funding, there's food banks, CHIP and Medicaid and things like that. But on top of that is, if somebody does have a credit line, they can max it. During the Great Recession, we saw people max out their credit card and not really care about their credit. Nobody was going to care because everybody was going to have bad credit. Remember I told you guys I had perfect credit? And I go to get a line of credit right before the recession was getting bad because I wanted to make sure I could still pay my staff. And I wasn't sure what the heck was going to go on and what was going to get passed for health care. And I wanted to make sure I had extra money for my staff. And the bank turned me down. And I said, but why? I have perfect credit. They go, yeah, but you won't later. Nobody is. We're coming into a recession. So you have good credit now, but it's going to change. Now, we still paid our bills. We still kept our good credit. But I could not get a line of credit, even though I had perfect. I think I had a credit score of near 800. Didn't matter. Did not matter. They didn't want to loan any money to anybody because they didn't trust anybody was going to pay back. So having good credit wasn't as important. I still think it is important. I mean, to me, it's something I always want to have. But there's a lot of people that didn't pay rent during the eviction moratorium. A lot of people like medical bills. They didn't pay their medical bills. Well, there's laws now saying it's not going to hurt your credit as long as you tried. So these things that, you know, credit now, if somebody goes, well, you know why, you know, you had bad credit, you go like, but no, you know, I got closed down because of COVID. It wasn't my fault. It's not that I didn't want to pay. It's I couldn't. They made me close down. So now all this blame, you know, this shifting of blame happens. And so there's a lot of forgiveness. And maybe that's the way it should be, but the problem is now we're going to go into another round. And so for those of you that have these types of industries where it relies on people making payments or paying you, you're going to probably go, you're going to probably get in trouble. Or you're going to go pay up front. See, in medicine, one of the reasons why all these doctors closed up their shops is because it relied on people paying their bills. You were forced to give the service with all the risk for no money up front in hopes that you would get paid by the insurance company. If the insurance company said, sorry, now with the ACA, deductibles are 10 grand. We won't start paying until the patient pays 10 grand, bill the patient for the $100 or the $50. Patients weren't paying. So the average doctor's office was trying to say, look, we wrote off all our patients' bills. I wrote off all my patients' bills when I left the practice. But, you know, not as a good Samaritan. I'd like to say it was as a good Samaritan. I'd love to get that credit. But because people wouldn't pay anyway. I'm going to be honest with you guys. If people aren't going to pay their bills, you can't run a business. And it's a shame because people still reach out going, when are you going to reopen? And I can't reopen if people aren't going to pay their medical bills. If insurance won't pay because people have high deductible, you can't do it for free. So a lot of doctors are closed up. They work for companies. And now these companies have collection companies, or they, you know, try to figure out other ways to collect. A lot of them make you pay up front. I see it. When I go into the hospital, they go, sorry, you got to pay up front. When I had my surgery, my hysterectomy, I had to pay up front. Whatever my portion was going to be from the insurance. They did not want to bill me. Well, I think they still billed me. And they still said I owed a little bit after. But still, it was, you know, before you even take off your underwear to get that hysterectomy. You know, so I'm like, one, I got to take off my underwear. Two, I got to have a hysterectomy. Three, I got to pay for all this. This sucks. But I did it. So we're being told two-thirds of Americans now are cutting back on restaurants, movies. 61% are driving less. 4 in 10 say they are spending less on restaurants. 40-year high inflation is really hitting home. I'm driving less. I'd love to take a vacation this summer. It is hotter than hell. I'm not going to do it because it cost me hundreds of dollars to go to San Diego. San Diego, I'm glad I went for the weekend, but damn, that was expensive. Gasoline is up 60%. Airfare is 34%. Cereal, 15%. Meat and poultry, 10%. Fruit and veggies, 8%. Used cars, 7%. So for those of you in businesses where you rely on people paying, be prepared that people may not be paying. Away games are gone. Family savings are starting to go down. People's IRAs and index funds, those things, you know, are looking a little sketchy. I think overall they'll be fine long term, but it's going to be rough. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. It's another coffee. We got another coffee article, guys. I don't drink coffee, and many of you guys have said, I told you so. I don't like coffee. The daily coffee drinkers have a better chance at having a longer lifespan. Here's another study coming out about coffee. They say drinking a mug of coffee each day, not the big mugs, but a basic mug, may have benefits beyond an energy boost. The study findings were published in the journals of Annals of Internal Medicine. They're based on data of more than 170,000 healthy participants registered by the UK Biobank, and this is being reported by The Hill. The mean participant age was 56 years old. Individuals were followed from 2009 to 2018. They looked at consumption of unsweetened sugar-sweetened. By the way, sugar-sweetened coffee is about a teaspoon of sugar. Artificially sweetened coffee, and found consumers of unsweetened and sugar-sweetened coffee were 30% less likely to die from any cause throughout the study window. So interesting. The artificial sweetened coffee didn't seem to have that effect on that health effect. I don't like artificial sweeteners. Moderate consumption was defined as 3.5 cups a day. Whether the coffee was instant, ground, or decaffeinated made no difference. They said previous observational studies have suggested an association between coffee intake and reduced risk of death, but these studies did not distinguish between coffee consumed with sugar or artificial sweeteners and coffee consumed without. No participants had cancer or cardiovascular disease at baseline. Of the 3,100 deaths recorded, 1,700 were due to cancer, 628 due to cardiovascular disease. They said lower mortality rates were also consistent after researchers looked at lifestyle, sociodemographic, clinical factors into account. Links between lower mortality and consumption of artificially sweetened coffee was less consistent. They say because coffee consumption was only measured at baseline, any changes in consumption were not reflected in the data, which is a limitation. They say also most of the individuals in the biobank were white. Past research was pointed to additional health benefits, such as lowering risk of diabetes, protection of liver disease, lower risk of depression. And the FDA recommends to keep your caffeine below 400 milligrams per day. The average cup of coffee is about 80 to 100 milligrams a day. So if you drink 3.5 cups of coffee, according to the FDA, you are good. Now, you know, I wonder why coffee drinkers seem to do better. And I told you guys, I'm not 1,000% convinced because my father was a big coffee drinker and he died of a massive heart attack at 62. So I think there's a lot of other things to it. And I do think coffee has a lot of health benefits. I think if you add cream, add sugar, add a bunch of stuff to it, make it a mocha latte frappa chocolatino. No, I don't think that's very, very healthy, and a lot of people do. But for those people drinking black coffee, and according to this study, with a little sugar, it you know, there can be some benefits. Now, is it that coffee drinkers are more health conscious? Is it that because you're drinking coffee, you actually sit and smell the roses? You actually digest your food, digest your breakfast. Well, I don't know, because a lot of coffee drinkers don't eat breakfast. I mean, my father wasn't a big breakfast eater. My husband, they're just not, and they love their coffee. I just don't know if that's, you know. But somebody who sits down with, you know, a high fiber, you know, piece of toast and, you know, maybe a protein, a lean protein, you know, and some vitamins, like vitamin C and orange juice or whatever, and then they go potty, and then they go about their day. Maybe that's a lifestyle that might be a little bit more healthy. And so it's not so much that the coffee is keeping you alive and well, but that if you're going to sit down and drink a cup of coffee and take the time and, you know, like, you know, I noticed, you know, some of the women in my family, they're big coffee drinkers because they say it helps them poop. Now, I don't like coffee. I'd rather, you know, use a stand-up desk or play my video game or figure out something else that kind of makes me go to the bathroom. But I can't drink coffee. But there's a lot of women who say, look, that's how they keep themselves regular. Well, I think regular bowel movements is very healthy. So maybe it's that. So just, you know, keep an open mind. Just, but careful what you mix into your coffee. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of the officers at Uvalde are getting criticized for putting themselves first. And when I saw some of the video footage, I'm like, some of these guys wanted to run in, but they were held back. This is being confirmed that there were officers that really did want to put their lives on the line. Especially one whose wife was in there. Newly released body camera footage, according to The Guardian, from the school shooting, Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, shows that within moments of arriving, police officers knew they had to move swiftly to save lives. Staff Sergeant Eduardo Canales said, dude, we got to get in there. According to body camera footage released late on Sunday, he said, he's still shooting, we got to get in there. Instead, a growing group of officers from a variety of agencies waited 73 to 77 minutes before a federal agent breached a classroom where children and teachers were dying and killed the gunman. It was a delay that shouldn't have happened. It's embarrassing. And now a bunch of people are being accused of stalling for their own, to save their own neck. And I don't think a lot of the officers wanted to stall. In fact, you could even see one held back because I think his kids were in there. And officers are holding him back. In fact, I heard that one of the officers, his gun was removed because his wife was in there dying. The wife texted him. I would be ticked. And, you know, any parents of this should be livid. They say the video footage released by the city Sunday evening illustrates a chaotic scene described by the committee's reports. Among the missteps identified, the school's district's police chief, according to the Guardian, Pief Arredondo, did not follow his own shooting incident plan that called for him to set up a command center outside where the incident was taking place. Instead, the newly released footage shows he was inside the hallway trying to find a key to the classroom door that the state committee found was probably unlocked. They said, we're having a problem getting into the blanking room because it's locked. Later, an off-camera voice whose identity has not been confirmed pleads unsuccessfully with the shooter. Mr. Ramos, can you hear us? Please don't hurt anyone. These are innocent children. Please put your firearm down. We don't want anyone else hurt. The camera footage then shows officers from local, state, federal agencies arriving with more and more tactical gear, several of them repeatedly questioning the ongoing delay. What are we doing here? I want to have 20 minutes. People are going to ask why we're taking so long. They knew. And that's what I told you. I go, it was obvious that somebody gave the order to stand down. Who gave that order? Was it Arredondo? Was it somebody else? We have all these rules and regulations that if somebody doesn't follow protocol, they are in deep doo-doo. And people are so fearful of the protocol and the lawsuits and the lawyers and the public opinion that they were willing to let kids die. Now, I don't know if everybody was thinking clearly, whoever was stopping the officers. You know, they might have said, look, we just can't have family members run in there. And you know, but I mean, all I know is, you know, if I was a cop and my family was in there, I would breach that sucker as quickly as I could. I don't care what happens to me. But I get it. They, you know, there has to be a choreography. I get that. Things have to be done, and they were able to get the shooter without any more lives lost, but in that 77 minutes, lives were still being taken. One report we heard is one girl, 30 minutes into this, called 911, and then he shot her for doing so. If they had breached immediately, she'd still be alive. So critical moments were lost. People were held back. Not all these officers. I know everybody wants the heads of all these officers. You could see in the footage these officers go and let us in. So it's these orders and protocols, and I don't know what the heck happened. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.